Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.
Every week on a Tuesday, we are joined around this time by Bernard O'Shea, who is a man you'll know from the telly. You'll also know him from writing for the Cork Examiner. And also, he's got a book out called Manopause. He's always got something interesting to talk about. Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Do you feel or hear how powerful I am?
Yes, you sound.
Because I got my vaccine.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I got my vaccine.
So you have to ask, which one did you get?
Pfizer.
Okay, so are you is this phase one Pfizer or are you phase two Pfizer?
Phase one. Big shout out, guys. I'm going to do a big shout out to everybody in DCU and the Helix. It was so quick, literally, and so well run, I have to say. The only thing is, Dermot and Dave, is I have an horrific, and it's not one of these, oh, I'm afraid of, a genuine psychological fear of hypodermic needles.
Oh.
Right. I've had it all my life, and to the point where when I go to the doctor now, the last time I had to give blood was about 2 years ago. He brought in the box of toys that they give little kids so I could play with when... this is how bad my fear of needles is. When I went to Greece a few years ago, I got salmonella, even though they don't write that down because they don't like it as a stat.
Okay.
But a beautiful, beautiful country, amazing people, but I was on a toilet for 8 days, right? And my wife had to look after me, and that's when I knew that she loved me, when she was replacing the sheets on my bed due to sweat. She also, when she was talking me down, when I was telling her that the gnomes from outside were inside in the room, so then she said, it was that night she said, okay, we're going to the hospital.
You think?
So we went to the little hospital on the island, and your man said to me, we have to put you on a drip straight away, right? And even though the gnomes came with us, I said to the doctor then, is it totally necessary, right? To which my wife found hilarious, because that's what partners do. They laugh at your sickness, right? She found it absolutely hilarious. And I refused the needle because I'm so terrified of them. And as I was refusing it, he had put it into me. And then an hour later, I went, oh, the gnomes seem to have gone back to the hotel where we were staying.
So he snuck it in without you noticing.
Without me noticing. That's the only way. I am so terrified of needles. I can't watch them on the telly. Do you know when people get an injection on the telly? I can't look at them. I can't see them. I have genuinely tried my best. I was reading Marcus Aurelius this week for my article, and I was trying to find anything in Marcus Aurelius's books back in the as Roman Empire.
Right.
Where, and then I found out that an Irish guy invented the hypodermic needle. It's like, oh, for God's sake. But anyway, I was so petrified out there, and I was trying to be cool, and I would get a few little nods. Oh, how are you, Bernard? Hey, how are you? Blah, blah. And I was trying to be so cool, and I sat into the little cubicle they brought in, and I have to say a big shout out to the woman who did it for me. Her name's Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, Rebecca, I have to say one thing to you. I am petrified of needles, right? And she said, that is no problem at all whatsoever. And she gave me a bottle of water to read. And I went, that is perfect. Little bush says, no, if you hold that there. And he went, and I went, what? And she went, what? And she went, you're done. So I just want to say, cool a bus.
You know, Rebecca, you're a childlike man when you can be distracted by the writings on a bottle of water.
And he goes, oh, Falvik, I've read this one. Have you got any others?
Well, do you know, when I went out and I talked to myself, and you wait 15 minutes and you go, and I was thinking, like, you know, God, maybe I'm not afraid of needles. And then, you know, I came back and I was thinking, no, I am still terrified of them. So, bula bus. But what the little bottle of water, right, what it brought me to, I'm reading Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. I'm reading a book by Dermot Whelan called Mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Very good book.
Excellent book.
Yeah. I'm reading Dave Moore's book called How to Live with a Mindful Person. So I'm reading all these things, and I thought to myself, you know, God, isn't reading sustenance for the soul? But then I thought to myself, well, hold on a second. What have I really read in my life? And one of the most things I've mostly read in my life is the ingredients of cornflakes. I think from the age of about 7 till 17, like every person in Ireland will know, I know what riboflavin is. I know what E1,
magnesium.
You sit there munching, reading every corner of the box because there's nothing else to look at.
Look at. I have, some of my greatest reads have been Pantene Pro-V. It's a great read. Because the copywriter for Pantene Pro-V just put so much effort into it. That was the shampoo when my sisters would buy growing up. Like, and that was my love of invigorating, was in nearly every single shampoo bottle. Invigorating. A big shout out to the copywriter for Domestos. I've read that bottle so many times. And a big shout down to the toilet duck person. There's no writing on that.
Oh!
It's like, you go, oh great, a bit of toilet duck. I'll read a bit of toilet duck. And it's like, no, nothing on it. Another great read, if you're ever stuck, is the bottle of Gillette. Do you know the actual foam
squirty bottle? Foam,
yeah. Great, great read there for Gillette, I have to say. But to top it all off, the best I've ever read, if you ever have any painkillers in your house, my God, a good hour you'll be there reading them instructions. And I was talking to Dermot last week. I was saying about my idea of doing pub quizzes just to find the one most smartest person in a pub in a soundproof booth. I'm still going about that. But what I'm doing this week as my new business idea, right? And I'm looking for investments here. I'm going to pitch it to you guys, right?
Go ahead.
Instead of doing like, oh, I'm Dermot Whelan, I've written a book and it's top chart all over the world and I sold 4 million copies and I'm going to buy a yacht. Me and all the mindful people are going to sit on the yacht and be so mindful towards each other. Blah, 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 right? Right?
I was only saying
what
that
I'm
this morning.
Of is that I want to write for products that you read that just sit in front of you all the time, like cornflakes, Domestos bottles, or Pantene Pro-V. If anybody out there writes or makes those products, get in contact with me and I'll just write little stories on them.
Oh, okay. You know, so I mean? beyond the ingredients.
Yes. Oh my God. Dave, you've just figured out what this is going to be called.
Bernard O'Shea.
Beyond the ingredients.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, these
what
are the things
think?
We find ourselves sitting either, you know, on the throne or at the kitchen table and you're stuck for something to read. That's why we end up reading that. If there was something more interesting on the box, you'd love it.
Like I'm looking at Tipperary Irish, pure Irish water for kids here. Burst your thirst. Lovely little bottle, right? Then the back, best before, see shoulder of bottle, opened, keep refrigerated, best used within 3 days. So, do you know what I'd do in the back of that? A little story about a little boy and girl from Tipperary who went up to Dublin on the bus without telling anybody and drove the whole village mad. Or something like that. I'm just blue sky thinking here.
You're on to something there, Bernard.
So, yeah.
We won't invest in your business idea.
No, we can't.
We feel it still needs some fleshing
out.
Listen,
I am asking for just 150,000 euros for 30% of my business, right?
I don't think I can invest in something where the main ideas guy is a trypanophobe.
What's that?
A man with a fear of needles.
Is that God, is that what I thought a trypanophobe was? A guy who was afraid of three frying pans.
Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe it is, Bernard. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Bernard.
Right. Good luck.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.